Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Heart of Texas, the trailer park is not nice and dark. Deep in the heart of Texas, Dad drinks his brew and he spits his chew. Deep in the heart of Texas, the TV blares but no one cares. Deep in the heart of Texas, here we go.
Here comes Amos.
Old famous Amos.
Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He just knocked him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law don't get you, Amos.
That's funny. I like that.
It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy.
It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome to King of the Hill podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Rusty.
Hey, Rusty.
It's, Rusty,
That ain't Rye Friday.
Man. Yeah, that ain't Rye Friday.
What are we listening to?
We're listening to Hank Hill AI covers. So, again, the AI thing, we've had a lot of conversation about it on this podcast and a lot of debate about it. But, again, I think it's hilarious what some people have done with it. And I'm all for listening to Hank Hill sing covers. So, last night, I'd found a playlist, and while I was gaming and hanging out, I was just sitting there listening to Hank Hill singing every popular song that I've liked for the last 20 years. It's really good. Some of the stuff's really like they did there's a bunch of them. There's that Amos Moses. There's Neon
Moon. That's the
one
we were listening to.
Here's Gambler.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got, I was in a box here. Like, what's up, buddy? He's in the Instagram live here. Oh, that image, I don't know. That's
we were both too tired to sleep.
You can hear the, there's some artifacts in there.
Yeah.
Out the window at the darkness, to boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces. Knowing what the cars were by the way they held their eyes.
Yeah, so I love it. Yeah, so
I can see you.
We were like I said, I was just sitting there, man, and found that playlist, and I don't know, I was listening to it.
It's good
stuff, man. I thought it'd be fun to share with the group here.
Here's another one.
That's a good one too.
Out in the West Texas.
Oh, that one fits his voice. You know?
It does. It's almost Marty Robbins like.
Mexican girl.
Nighttime would find me in
Rose's Cantina.
Music would play and
Felito would whirl. Yeah, that's great. Insane. I think, you know, it is. It's crazy what they're doing with this stuff. I wonder what Mike Judge thinks about all that.
He probably likes it.
You think he's sitting there laughing at the house, just looking it up? I think he loves it.
Yeah.
He's one of the ones that you don't really see doing any DMCAs or nothing, you know? And they're really, really cool with licensing out their... licensing out Bobby and like all the images and stuff like that. There's actually a guy in a Facebook group on King of the Hill that has a licensing with them to sell stuff.
Oh, really?
And he sells products sometimes. Like he'll do like runs of like Bobby.
He has a
license
with him?
Yeah, he has a license with Fox or Disney, whoever the hell it is.
I want to talk to that guy.
I gotta see if I can find his information again. But he has like he does other stuff too. But he's like a King of the Hill. I want to say he's in Southeast Asia somewhere. He's got like a license to do it in Southeast Asia or something like that. But he ships out. Whopper, Junior, double, triple, Whopper. A Whopper commercial with Hank. Oh, that's great. Oh, no, I didn't. Apparently, there's a new Simpsons short on Disney Plus that has Peggy and Bobby in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, thanks for telling me that. I was in a box. Oh, hey, nice. If you could send me a link or a script. Yeah, I don't know. Can you send links of where? Disney Plus videos?
Is there links?
I don't know. Like, send me something so I can find that. I'd like to be able to find that.
Hank Hill here.
That's crazy, yeah.
And I just wanted to let you know that only 3.7% of you are subscribed. And if you want Bobby to eat this month, I suggest you do so. That boy ain't
that's
right.
Funny.
I tell you what.
That's funny.
It's just Hank on a boat with a bunch of girls in swimsuits.
Fitting, right? I mean, a fitting space for Hank to be in.
Oh, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car. So come on, nice
bro. Oh, wow.
Liquor store around the corner.
So stupid.
You look up the Wasted on You by Morgan Wallen cover.
All right, here we go. One more. This one seems like it would fit him. Which one am I looking up?
Wasted on You by Morgan Wallen, Hank Hill AI. Oh, this one's good. Man, Garth Brooks gives me goosebumps. I'm sorry. Just listen to Garth Brooks' music. It just reminds me of being a kid.
Soul in sight.
Man, he had wives all over the world in a chokehold with this album.
Oh, boy, you're not kidding.
Man, housewives all over the world were singing in the brooms with this.
Yeah. It was
90s women. Boy, they ate up Garth Brooks.
Such a big song.
The moisture level, the humidity in the room would just rise when that song would come on. You'd have to leave the room.
I was watching...
when this music came on. Garth Brooks was it for my mom.
I've been watching this show After Midnight.
Yeah.
And they had something on there. I don't remember what the clip was, but the comedian buzzed in and goes... My panties have never been drier. that was great.
That's crazy.
All right, here we go. Oh, it's a one ear. Oh, no, there it is.
Yeah, we're probably going to get hit with a DMCA.
You think?
Maybe, maybe not. We'll find out, won't we?
I don't know.
Nah, it'd be all right. We're not playing enough of it, I don't think.
Nah, I don't think so either.
I don't always wake up in the morning, pull myself strong.
You know what this? I could see Hank. You know, like I could see Hank standing on the 50-yard line, and high school Hank singing this song.
Oh sure.
Somebody's got to animate these into music videos.
God, this is. There's so many of these damn things.
Oh, there's hundreds of them. There's Cocaine Blues by Johnny Cash. There's Man of Constant Sorrow. Your Man. There's a live AI podcast where it's just Joe Rogan and Donald Trump sitting back and forth on AI, just saying the
stuff
for him.
Sure.
Do other work over Mario Star. Have me stop. They see me rolling.
Hey, hey there. Patrolling.
Trying to kiss me right and dirty.
You know,
well, you know, Chameleon Air was, he never cussed. He didn't cuss in his rap,
really?
His rap music.
I didn't know
that's
that.
Why it's fitting for Hank. He didn't cuss.
That's probably right.
If you listen to that whole song, there's not a cuss word in it. There's a good one, Big Iron, too. They have a Big Iron. What's up, Armadillo? Marty and Sarah Liz, Blazy Bread, Sam Bro. What's up, y'all? Appreciate y'all hanging out on Instagram Live.
What's up, guys?
What's so much drama in the LBC? It's not a hard being so big.
We're listening to AI Hill singing music here.
See, I'm not crazy about that one because he's cussing and stuff. I don't think he's Hank would.
I like the Big Iron. Look up Hank Hill AI Big Iron. That one's really good. That iron is on his hip. And for all you Fallout fans, y'all know all about the Big Iron on the hip. It's one of my favorite songs. To the town of that's see, Marty Robbins is his voice.
It's definitely his voice, yeah. That's good stuff. Spoke to folks around
him, didn't have too much. You could just listen to that at the house as like an actual cover of a song, right?
Oh,
that's nuts, dude. It's actually good. AI is scary. Until AI can bring me my dinner, AI has no use.
Have your attention, please. Excuse me, man. Have your attention,
that's
please.
Good.
Will a Rusty Shackleford
Rusty.
Please stand up?
Will a Rusty Shackleford please stand
will
up?
Will a Rusty Shackleford please stand up? God dang it, Dale.
God
I've
dang it.
Never used propane before, but after one barbecue, you'll be asking for more. About time.
That's good. That's good.
If I could fit the government into this box, I'd be happy as Nancy from Red Corn Knocks.
I don't mean to make it about Lenore, but as I've asked before, he's a true that I store.
Okay, that does not sound like
don't
Bill.
Don't ask again. I'm telling you as a friend.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, man, cover that dang old M&M without that red and blue chocolate stuff for that dang old shady that slim.
Chicka, chicka, wild, slim, shady. Yeah. Oh, look up Say It Ain't So by Weezer, Hank Hill AI.
Oh.
That one might be pretty good. I know you're a Weezer fan.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I love Weezer, actually.
Wait,
it might be corny to like Weezer. Say It Ain't So, yeah. Say It Ain't So, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that song.
Is that that's the, okay, yeah, I got you.
It's funny because the Weezer album, they've got the, it's got the all the guys standing in the blue background.
Yeah,
you see it?
On the blue album. Yeah, that's pretty nice. All right, last one, guys.
Last one.
I've seen Weezer 3 times, I think.
I would like
put
to
on
have seen them.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I imagine
show.
They do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice thing about Weezer is it's all about the music, you know.
That's it.
All right.
It's one of the most wholesome good bands. Like, they just have no drama about them.
Somebody's tiny, strolling by ice pots.
What?
Somebody's tall born, is giving me chills.
Chills.
Yes, I'll just toes with my eyes.
Yeah, that's rough, man.
That is rough.
Oh, yeah.
It's having those delusions or whatever. All right. Well, that is AI Hank Hill singing songs.
And we can see how quickly it goes bad.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, it also matters, you know, what engine you use to train it, you know, and that sort of stuff.
There's actually a really funny one. And this is, like, you don't have to play this one.
Yeah.
But there's a song called Forever that has Drake, Kanye West, Lil Wayne, and Eminem on it.
Oh,
they did an AI cover, and it's Hank, Bobby, Dale, and Bill instead.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
This is the band I went to see last night. Toxhards.
Yeah, it's not bad.
No, it's good. Yeah, very good stuff.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, that's enough
there
for the music,
go.
Guys.
That's
yeah, there you
the
go.
Music.
Toxhards, we end up with that.
Toxhards.
So let's go. Let's do one more thing. Let's talk about season 5 that we just wrapped up.
Yep, we just wrapped up season 5 for sure. That's it. It's done and over.
Yeah.
With.
So let's talk about our favorite episode from season 5. Which one did you like the most?
Out of season 5, you know, I don't really know. Season 5 for me.
Give me yours. I mean, you want me to give
yeah,
you mine?
Yeah, give me yours, and then I'll
I like
think
Spend
about
the Choice.
More. Spend the Choice.
Spend the Choice was my favorite one, I believe, and it's only because it's a Peggy heavy episode.
Okay.
And then she makes all that shit up and then makes everybody play the game. I love that part.
I don't know. I like Luann Virgin 2.0.
That's good.
I think that one's pretty
good
funny.
Too. Yeah.
Or Ho Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because good.
That's another Peggy yeah. Peggy centric episode.
I like the Peggy centric.
I don't know. I like the
I
Peggy centric episodes.
But I like them.
It's pretty good. I've started clipping wherever we talk about shitty Peggy and trying to get the clips from that and post it. But
nice.
I think they're fun. Yeah, I think that's funny. The shitty Peggy theme.
Yeah,
we talk about Peggy a lot being shitty, and I like the examples she gives. A lot of them, you know, she gives a lot of reasoning behind why she's shitty.
Peggy was a very early Karen, right? Like, you know, the one
yeah.
that'll go to the manager and all that yeah. stuff. Yeah. I was at a concert last week, and this is a place in Austin. We were just packed in, right? Like 250 people, like in a room this size, right? I mean, it was just packed.
Yeah.
Like you could not move.
Yeah.
So at one point, the band's playing, and this girl starts pushing her way through with her hands like this, like in a fish pattern, you know, and she's going to push through. Doesn't say excuse me, doesn't say anything. And I look at her and I say, God damn, there ain't no fucking room. And I wanted to finish by saying, give me a second and I'll move over and you can get through, right? Instead, she starts screaming at the top of her lungs, I've already been here. I came with people. I'm here. Just the weirdest thing, because it's like a 20-year-old girl
yeah,
being
yeah.
the most Karen you can possibly be. She finally gets to her place, screams again about being there already, and then she looks back at me and gives me this look like, hey,
those are the worst ones that are young and act like that.
Oh,
it's
God,
like, come on,
gross,
chill the
man.
Fuck out. You hadn't even been through enough in life
it
to
just so gross.
Be that
well,
fucking
that's what
disgruntled.
I told, that's what I told my buddy. I was like, she has such a hard life ahead of her.
Yeah,
she just doesn't
like,
know it.
You got to
you know?
Chill out.
Yeah,
God,
a terrible
damn,
life
can't take
ahead
shit
of her.
So serious for sure, yeah.
Yeah, but it reminded me of Peggy. I feel like Peggy would do the same
Peggy
thing.
Peggy would probably do the same thing. Everybody that's listening on Instagram right now, I don't know if y'all know, but we go live on YouTube as well. So next
that's
time we're live on YouTube, everybody just chilling with us on Instagram. You can check us over there too whenever.
Just watch for it to pop up.
You got to go over there, hit the subscribe, and then hit the bell for notifications if everybody wants to check that out. It's a free way to support the podcast as well. Yeah, so
we have, if you guys can, we have something over on Patreon. It's a little $3.
Yeah, a little $3 thing.
$3 thing. $3 a month where you could really help us out, and we really would appreciate it. It does cost money to do all this stuff, and so that would help a great deal.
Also, hold on, my bad.
Go ahead, you're good.
Also, I want everybody to email me or message me on social media and tell me what your favorite episode of Season 5 was.
That's cool.
Yeah, so everybody go Instagram,
that would make
Twitter,
a really nice little reel or something. You put all that stuff together.
Gmail, whatever. It's BWAAAKOTH on all social media and BWAAAKOTH @gmail.com for the email.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I think with that, we are done with the Friday. I'm going to let...
That was our quick Friday episode. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us and checking us out.
I'm going to let Hank play us out with a song that is important to every American, no matter where you are.
Okay. I'm going to take my hat off for this.
Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper, Flame Grill Chase with perfect toppers, I rule this day. Lettuce, mayo, pickle, ketchup, it's okay if I don't want that
way.
Muscle bowl of bacon, Whopper, any Whopper my way. You rule your season today.
That was great.
That's a great sign off right there.
We Matanye.
We Matanye, indeed.
They gave it one star.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.